Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show, where family matters. We're a husband and wife team where
hot topics and family matters collide.
Education and psychology merge.
The relationship with your husband, wife, and kids takes center stage.
Create the marriage of your dreams. Become the parent you've always wanted to be.
Alter your family tree with us.
The Thomas and Valerie Show. Welcome, everyone. Hey, this is an exciting time at our house. I hope it is at everybody else's, because this is the time of the year where we like to watch a lot of TV. I mean, pow. Can you believe I'm saying that?
I can't even believe that you said that out loud, let alone recorded that information for others to hear. But it is true. This is a time where we do sit as a family and watch a lot of TV.
And the lot of TV that we're watching is actually
the Olympics! Hooray!
Yes! I know that a lot of you thinking, oh, you thought maybe we were going to be watching movies or...
No, not here.
Not here. TV is very limited at our house.
Very.
And there's a reason why. Because there's not a lot of good stuff on TV for kids. I was going to say something else, but I caught myself.
Well, it was a good thing that you did.
Yeah,
but
probably.
But for our family, and we know that there's a lot of media out there that's not good for kids.
That's true.
But the Olympics, now this is a special time.
So let's do this. Let's talk about how we're going to watch the Olympics at our house and how we're going to turn it into teachable moments over and over and over again. There are over 300 different medal events that are happening.
It's incredible, the different sports.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
And that's one of the cool parts about this is that it is just so eclectic. It's such a wide variety of things you don't even think of as sports and competition and being out there and stretching yourself in so many minute ways that these athletes are doing this. We only think of, particularly here in the United States, that they're really only like the big three or the big four. You know, there's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, and, you know, maybe there's some other. God, there's so much
more. Those
are
the team sports, yes, that people usually think of. Yes.
And so that's what I'd like to do is talk about how we're going to watch TV with our kids and create teachable moments around the Olympics and make it exciting.
This is great.
So let's pick out some teachable moments. What are some of them that you see, Valerie? As the kindergarten teacher and your little kindergarten bubble that I tease you about all the time.
Oh, I love my bubble, yes.
What would be, for you, one of those teachable moment pieces that you kind of like and what you want to draw from?
What I like when they focus on an athlete, I like when they tell us the story. The story of the athlete.
Oh, there you go. Oh. The behind the scenes.
Yes. I want to know where they started, how they started.
I'm trying to think of. There was actually a producer in that was involved in doing this years ago, where when they started showing the Olympics on TV, and he said just that. He said, "I don't want to just see the competition." He said, "Let's see the story of the athlete behind the competition." That's what people are going to want to watch when they watch the Olympics. And that's exactly what you're saying you were drawn into.
I connect to that right away. I want to see when they were little, when they got their motivation, what inspired them to do this.
And
to
how
dedicate.
Their family got involved in that.
It is a whole family event.
It is. It's a big commitment that the family has to make.
Even if it's an individual event that they're doing, they are really part of a team. And I like to see that backstory and how everyone comes together to support that athlete.
Yes.
So I love that.
My probably teachable moment, what I'm going to look for, so you're going to look for the backstory and draw that in with the kids.
Yes, I am.
Probably I've got two of them that pop in my mind when I watch the athletes. Is I look for that inspiration, that movement. What inspired them? What motivated them? What did they get passionate and juicy about as an athlete? And when they interview the athletes, they just love what they do, and whether it's badminton or table tennis or
synchronized swimming.
There you go. Yes, synchronized swimming, or it could be track and field. It could be soccer. But I like, you know, there's the archery. There's the biking. We're going to get to see some biking. There you go, for you as a triathlete. There's a competition we're going to watch.
I can't wait for that.
And it's just exciting to then see the inspiration and what we would call the fire in their eyes. That's what I look for, is the fire. And then I'm going to point that out to the boys, and I'm going to say, look, that they are going after something that they are passionate about. They've got fire in their eyes about it, and they're so committed to it. I mean, they're practicing 7-8 hours a day, that this doesn't just come easy to them. Are they good athletes?
Oh,
yes.
Sure.
But the reason they're at this level is because they busted their butt for it.
That was commitment. Yes. They were committed to their sport, their performance.
That's what I'm going to be pointing. That's one of the big ones for me, is how they, that they were committed for it, how they really, really, really push themselves every day in every way for them. For years they've been doing it, and that's how they got there. So it wasn't easy.
No,
to work for it.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
There you go. Yes, and not, you know what? Not everybody's an Olympic athlete. So when they run into something that they really want, I'm going to remind them of that. Go after this like you're an Olympic athlete. Whatever this is, I mean,
whatever
they get to decide what they want to be passionate about. But man, go after it like you want a gold medal in it. That's what you do. Go after it that way.
Yes. That right. passion.
What's
Love
another?
It.
What's one for you? I'm going to share my other one, but what's one for you?
Well, I was thinking about all the different places where these athletes are from, and it's just on the global scale, looking at where they're from, finding that country on the map, and you don't think of this is the Summer Olympics, and when you think of a Russian athlete, do you think of them as swimmers? No. We usually think of them as a winter sport, but there they are competing in the Summer Olympics too.
That so they're just in our small mindedness thinking of that, so
right.
we want to have a broader view.
So
is what
that
you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm find where these
so
countries
we can
are.
Do that. We've got
the
on
world
the wall in the basement. We've got a world map.
The world map.
You know, it's what is that? 8 feet by 10 feet long,
yes,
or something like
it's
that.
Huge.
It's this huge map. Let's do that then. Let's get some little stickers, a little yellow or different stickies, and let's mark where some of the athletes are that we wouldn't expect that they would have that sport come out of that nation. Just something that caught us off guard a little bit. We can create some dialogue around that and talk about what they were thinking, so we can get...
Yes.
Now you like the... Both of your things are the non-competitive things.
Yours is
the behind the scenes.
I'm curious about that.
Because when we play games around here, you're all the one that just, I just like to play. You know,
I'm not out to win.
You like to just be a part. And that's okay. We enjoy that part of you too. And, you know, we'll whip up on you anyway.
All right,
so that was the game. I like, this isn't maybe my top one or two, but the other piece that one of them that catches me is in the team sports, how there's teamwork, that we're out to get this together. We're after
the camaraderie.
Yeah, there's camaraderie there. At one point, for example, like in the gymnastics, there's the team competition, so they all are individually working together for a common goal. And then another portion of the competition is where there's an individual competition. So now you might be actually competing
against your own teammate.
Yeah, and so here's the point that I like to... I'm going to look for a moment to make this with our boys, and I would encourage other people to do this too, is that you cheer for the other team. You cheer for your other teammates. Even if you're competing against your teammates and anybody else you're competing against, you cheer for them and you watch these athletes. I will bet we will hear it somewhere in these Olympics that they're excited to be able to compete against athletes that are at their best. And so they don't want to see athletes at their worst. They don't want somebody to stumble and fall, and that's how I win.
No.
I don't want to see somebody have an equipment malfunction, like a tire blowout or something on the tri-race or something like that, and then they don't get a chance to win. I want to see the athletes at their best, and I want my competitor to be at the top of their game. And when I can win, then that's what feels really good.
Yes.
To be a winner among winners. That's what I'm going to look for. And there will be some athletes that will say something similar to that, that they're out here to compete against the other people that are at their best. And that's what I'm here for. And so that's an important one.
Rise up to the occasion.
Yes.
We want everyone at that level.
All right. So other teachable moments. You got another one that you're liking?
Well, you know, it is about being a good teammate, even if you are.
Well, you can't take mine. How was mine?
Hey. It is about being a team member and a teammate. So you're a part of the big team, and you're a part of the smaller team, too. The whole Team USA.
All right, you can have teammate one. I'll give you teammate one. I think the other part that we're going to need to talk about with kids is at one point the competitors shifted. I remember when I was a kid, it was some of the controversy as to who could compete in the Olympics if you were a professional, if you were somehow making money versus being an amateur.
Amateur versus professional,
that piece, that's different now for our kids. And I want to explain that to them, that the athletes today, that most of them on the higher scale, the higher end scale, will be getting paid, and they'll have sponsors. And so a lot of the advertisements and stuff we'll see come from sponsors. And so I want to talk about that sponsorship. But there's a line there. If you're the top of your game, if you're the Michael Phelps, you know, who's going out to, you know, what is this, his third Olympics he's coming up into? If you're that, yeah, he's got a lot of supporters and sponsors
and people, and so
he's making money, and he's fine money-wise. But there are some of the athletes that are just starting out, just breaking in, or even from different countries. We have a different opportunity here with all the sponsors in this country. There are some athletes that they're not making a lot of money to be there.
True.
And so there is a difference for some of the competitors, and some of them, their country, there may be only 10 or 12 Olympic athletes that are sent from the whole country, right?
A small portion.
So I want to point that out, that not all the athletes are professionals, not all the athletes are making money, and talk about the advertisements that we see so that they understand, and we can help them understand how the money is made or how the money is brought in, but that they can begin to see there are some athletes that are, but you know, maybe just barely able to make it. You know, if they're not necessarily at the top of their game, you don't get a sponsor, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Some a kayaker or something like that. This is their first Olympics. They haven't been in it. How much do the kayakers really get a sponsor unless you're the best one? You know, if they win, if they get on a platform, that'll help them. But if they haven't, you know, that I think the kids need to know that. They need to know that some of this isn't just handed to these athletes. They've got to work for it in a different way, not just in their sport, but in funding as well.
This is true.
So that those are a couple of the different pieces that I think you do a lot of TV watching, but you don't just sit there. And so all of what we're talking about comes under one heading. It's what we call debriefing. Right?
Yes, in our house.
Yeah, you got to talk about all of this stuff, and that's all these different nuances. So those are probably how you could draw some teachable moments. I'm sure there are other teachable moments we could get out of the Olympics, and I encourage you to find other ones. Look for a myriad of teachable moments that you can use with your kids. Don't just turn the TV on and veg out with it. Talk about it. Ask questions.
Inspire conversations.
I think that's the most important piece in the end, is that we debrief and we talk about these things. Hey, I want to say we're going to take a break right now, but what we're going to do when we come back after the break, so stick with us, because on the other side, we're going to actually be talking about, well, we're going to be answering some questions from the listeners that have emailed
in
some questions.
Oh, good. I love that part.
It's going to be shorter. Boom, 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 boom. We're just going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet points.
That'll be fun.
So we'll have some fun with that and just kind of hit it really hard. Hey, this is the Thomas and Valerie Show.